And let's turn now in God's Word to Luke chapter 14. In Luke chapter 14, we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 35. And Luke 14, verses 1 through 35. And God's people, these are, starting in verse 1, these are the words of the Lord. And it came to pass as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And he took him and healed him and let him go. And answered them, saying, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, Give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, Friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Then said he also to him that bade him, When thou makest a dinner or supper, call not thy friends nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor and the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many. And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, I must need go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Those are God's words. And then you see in the first six verses, Jesus goes right in before one of the chief Pharisees. He heals a man again on the Sabbath day, the second time in a row, and at the same time shows their hypocrisy in the matter. Then through verse 11, Jesus provides a parable for humility. Kings and young men and women, you come upon something, into something, a gathering, and you want the best seat, right? That's what we often want when we go into somebody's house, they're having a great feast or whatever. You want the best seat. You want to be next to a particular person. You want to have the best of this meal, this food, this particular part of the food that's the best part of the meal. You want that. You want the first pick. And Jesus says, humble yourself. Over the years, guaranteed, by God's grace, you will have not lost a thing. If you follow Jesus' example here and His teaching, you have not lost a thing. You will only have lost vanities, the things of this world. Not having the highest place, not having the best food. And we ought to praise the Lord for that and humble ourselves. Through verse 14, Jesus calls His followers to seek charity upon those who are in need. When you host people, when we think of hospitality, often we think of those in the church. How can we have and be hospitable to those in the church or those who have been visiting our church? But how much more should our hospitality be of those of the world who are in need of the charity of God's grace, who are in need of the gospel? But so too, not to take this from those who have physical needs, because that's specifically what He speaks of. We ought to serve the poor, etc., not seeking anything in return. And then through verse 24, a parable concerning the Jews' rejection of Jesus and the success of the gospel and the Lord's bringing in of the Gentiles and all who come unto Christ to feast with Him. As you are called, do not reject Him and His call. Otherwise, you will not feast with Him. And then the rest of the passage. Then the rest of the passage. A law of being Jesus' disciple laid down. That being a disciple of Christ is not easy. It requires sacrifice. There's suffering. There's a cost. If you would come unto Christ, then come unto Him fully for His kingdom. Fully unto Him, beloved. Give your life for Him. It's not a life mostly lived for this world and a little bit of Jesus. It's everything for Jesus. And that's what you commit to. That's what you covenant unto when you come to sit under and be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Everything for Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father, we give You praise that Your Son so boldly proclaimed the truth to those who hated Him, those who despised Him, those who eventually put Him on the cross and killed Him. If we were there in that day, we would probably be those crucifying Him too, questioning Him as well, because we do the same today. We hear Your word and we often question, we often turn from it, despise it, forget it. My Father, forgive us. We pray that You would give us the love of the gospel, that Jesus died for our sins, that He's our Redeemer, the only Savior upon this earth to truly save people from their sins, from that eternal death that is towards all people because of sin. For the wages of sin is death. And yet through Jesus Christ, You provide the free gift of God, and which comes by faith in Jesus Christ. We're thankful for Your grace. We're thankful for your Holy Spirit, who you send into our hearts and change our hearts, our wills, our desires, and you call us unto yourself. And being those who have new wills, new desires, we believe on you as you grant us the gift of faith and work that faith within us, calling us to yourself. And so, Father, we pray that you would call us unto yourself, even today, as your people, your covenant people, as we hear about your covenant this evening. We pray that you would make us to be covenant keepers, those who by your grace are upheld and hate sin and turn from sin, as we heard even this morning and prayed about this morning. Father, make us to be those who are faithful in Christ your Son and by your Spirit, by your grace alone. We trust upon you. We trust in you. We put our faith in you. For you alone, make us to be faithful. And so work faith in us and strengthen us to this task of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ costs us dearly. The things of this world, much riches, many great things that seem great to our eyes and senses, and yet in the end are all destroyed as they are vanities, and they'll be burned up into the great judgment to come. Father, help us, grant to us your love, our love for our brothers and sisters in Christ, but also, as we heard in here this passage, the love of those who are in need. The love for those who are sick and who are poor and who need your help. Help us to be servants unto them and humble ourselves even before them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Those who are not the rich, but poor and poor in spirit, bring them to yourself. Use us, even in our hospitality, use us to call them to worship you, the living and true God, for that is their only hope. It's not in gaining true bodily health. It's not found in gaining a job or riches. But Father, it is found in Jesus Christ alone, who is the great provider and the great healer. Father, we do pray this evening for Jesus and Graciela, that you would strengthen and heal their bodies. We pray continually and grieve with Michael and Audrey and the two families, and ask for your help with them, that they would not turn to idols, even when tempted, that turn to the things of this world to give them comfort, that turn to man or food, even drink. Father, cause them to turn alone to you. Use us as your instruments to weep with them and grieve with them, and that we would encourage them in Christ as well. Father, we're thankful that they were able to worship with us this morning. Pray that you would continue strengthening them and building them up in the faith. And Father, we pray that you would be with our children. Turn them to yourself. Turn them from the vanities of this world that even we as parents have introduced them to. And turn us as parents from those vanities. And we turn our children from them, and we would give them right before them, provide for them the joy that is true joy and true love and true excitement and true wonder, all found in you, the living God. The God who created the stars, the heavens, and all things, who now, through His Son, sits on the throne forever as our Mediator King, who is sovereign over all creation. Lord, grant us to be godly parents, godly grandparents, godly children, holy in Christ your Son. Father, we pray for the churches. that you would, as we pray for ourselves, you would sanctify your bride. That you would grant ministers to those without. Pray that you would provide for the Denver congregation, the Clarinda congregation in Shawnee. We pray for Joe Allen that you would provide a call for him and his family would be provided for. We ask even now for the synod that comes up next month that you would be with all those elders who gather and you would preserve your church, protect her from evil and from false teaching. Turn us not to the way of chaos, but to the way of order and according to good doctrine and the way that loves and is zealous for your word and missions and the taking of the gospel to all nations and all peoples. That all peoples would come and praise your name and sing, "Worthy is your name." Father, we do ask that you would bless us as a people. Grow us in number. Grow us in sanctification. That one day, Lord, we pray soon that we would be able to continue proclaiming the truth. And that we would plant a church together to see more converts unto Christ. We pray for converts here. Not just transfers from other denominations or from this denomination from other congregations, but true converts who currently hate you. My Father, show your mercy to them and bring them unto us. Cause us to be the instruments to use to proclaim the truth and call them to Christ from their sin, and that you would shine a light upon their dark hearts and grant them salvation in Jesus alone. This is why we are here. And so we pray that you would equip us unto it and give fruit and produce it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.